I'd like for you to take a few moments just to get yourself nice and comfortable, sitting, reclining, even laying down. Take a few moments to get yourself nice and comfortable. And I really don't know what your eyes want to do at this moment. You might want to find a spot on the wall or the ceiling to look at. A spot in front of you. Comfortably. Just not staring at anything in particular. But just allowing whatever's in front of you, that spot, to occupy the center of your vision. Wondering what's going to happen next. You might feel more comfortable just closing your eyes in a peaceful sort of way. And either way you do it, I'd like you to just let yourself zero in on the idea of just being comfortable. Now, there have been many times, many places, many situations where you felt so comfortable that nothing else mattered except that comfort. And you might think of those situations now and let your inner mind present to you one such situation. A situation where you really experienced that sense of physical and mental comfort. And you can recall and re-experience all the sensations, the sights, the sounds, those feelings, which go alongside being extremely comfortable. And you might recall where you first experienced those feelings of profound relaxation, that calmness covering your body, the feeling of every muscle in that part of your body just loosening up, letting go, laying flat like a rubber band, just deeply relaxed. And it's very likely that the part of your body that needed that relaxation most will re-experience it first. The feeling of every nerve in that part of your body becoming very quiet, peaceful, not doing any more than is absolutely necessary. And you can wonder which direction that relaxation is going to move through your body. Whether you experience that relaxation all at once, like a flow of comfort peacefully moving through you. And soon you'll get that feeling. You don't even have to be aware of it anymore. You can simply allow yourself to become part of the relaxation as it becomes part of you. And it will be very interesting for you to discover for yourself that you don't even need to listen to me. Because what your conscious mind does now is not at all important. Maybe your conscious mind just wants to curl up in a nice cozy corner to go to sleep for a while, or go as far away as it likes. The way you did as a child, Can you remember? In school, when you sat in a classroom, perhaps looked out of a window, just allowing your gaze to wander, allowing your mind to drift as far away from that room as it could get, to some other place you'd rather be. And you lost track of what was being said, but it didn't matter, because your inner mind was picking up everything that was being said on a deeper level, as it's doing right now. And your inner mind is here with me, and it can hear me and respond in its own time, in its own comfortable way. You can enjoy whatever it is that you're experiencing. And right now, you can enjoy whatever sensations, heaviness or lightness, warmth or coolness, and let them become part of your relaxation and comfort. And you can go as deeply as you need to at this time, for whatever it is your inner mind wants to do to help you. Enjoy this experience. And you might enjoy this experience of going so deeply into comfort and rest that it seems to you that you become just all mind without a body, a thought floating in space and time, completely free, able to move whenever and wherever it wants to go. And I wonder what your inner mind wants to explore right now, which doors it wants to open, perhaps taking a look through all those files and tasks that are being kept in that storage system that is your mind. Just searching through the files, looking over the to-do list, examining things that stay the way they are, and things that need to be updated, things that need to be erased, deleted, which items can be eliminated, thrown away. And it's quite comforting for you to discover for yourself that you can really let go of what you don't need. And your inner mind can do this in its own time and in its own way. And you can continue to rest even more comfortably, just knowing that you can rely on your inner mind to do the things that need to be done. You can begin to explore your capabilities. Capabilities you never suspected you had, which have been there all the time. To find out for yourself a very deep sense of just who and what you are, and what you are capable of, doing all those things. Perhaps you just weren't aware of them all before, but your inner mind can make them available to you now, at the time that you need them, as you continue drifting along very comfortably, wherever you are in time or space. Just enjoying the calm restfulness of not having to do anything in particular right now. You're simply listening and not listening, because you'd like to learn how to manage underlying stress levels. Those stress levels which result in muscular tension the aches, ultimately ongoing pains. And you probably know that moments of mental downtime are the ideal vehicle in which to do exactly that. Perhaps you view your life as a perpetual motion machine. You're driving through life in the middle gear of a fast, speeding vehicle, wound up tightly, working hard, always on the go. It seems like you're always on the go and don't get time for a well-deserved break. However, this cycle is designed to help you to shift into a higher gear, to make the going easier, smoother, and more physically relaxing. Now, everyone needs a certain amount of stress as motivation to grow, to develop. Indeed, stress can be a strong motivator to impel us to begin, to complete tasks that may have otherwise been delayed. Too much stress, on the other hand, leaves us feeling uptight, tense, wound up, edgy, and often sore. And when this happens, our performance is hindered, or the outcome of our actions becomes substandard. Things go wrong. Even more importantly, our health can be adversely affected. Relationships begin to suffer. Managing the many stressful situations in life is the goal. Everyone experiences stress in one form or another. Physical stress, mental stress, emotional stress, even spiritual stress. Of course, there will eventually be periods of rest, but when the hustle and the bustle of our mad life returns, it creates a cycle that just seems to perpetuate, goes on and on. So we're going to use traffic as a metaphor, because stress affects different people in different ways and at different times. You can use this method. You can do this in your own way, at a time that's convenient for you. A time to relax and unwind. A time to let go of life's problems at last. Within these words, you could change the metaphor. You could change the suggestions. You can adapt any visions you have. Change the visualization for your own particular situation. Because any relaxation break is like a pause in the chatter of life. A football player on the pitch must often take several steps backwards, perhaps to avoid being tackled. And yet he always proceeds towards getting that goal. You can also learn to take a step or two backwards, to catch your breath, to gain new perspective, to release stress, before taking action, making the moves, achieving the goals. And as you realize that you're already now deeply physically relaxed, as you simply rest here listening to the sound of my voice, you know that you can also achieve this calm state of relaxation at other times, other places. When you take a few moments to close your eyes, you can re-experience this calm feeling whenever you need to. When you practice this technique on a daily basis, this calmness, this relaxation becomes an essential foundation for life. When you close your eyes for a few simple moments and stepping back, take a deep breath. Mentally say and repeat the word relax. You begin to achieve internal centering, a grounding, a quietening. This so simple exercise helps balance your actions with your thoughts, and your thoughts with your actions. So then the more demands being placed upon you, the more strength you have. When you open up those eyes once again and stepping forward, meet that situation. Solve the challenge. Through these moments of quiet that you now regularly practice, you begin to understand yourself and others better. You learn to remain physically calm. You learn to rise above stressful situations by working towards the best solution, not being tied down by the problem or by your real or imagined fears of it. You're learning to keep your ideals and those goals always in sight, focusing on the greater good to be achieved beyond any obstacles before you. You're now experiencing this harmony on a physical level, on a mental level, on an emotional level, even that spiritual level, as you step towards fulfillment. On each level, you feel happier, healthier, a more connected person, stronger within yourself, more able to cope with the world and its many challenges. As a mental exercise, perhaps you can imagine yourself as a car. You can start your day as you start your car. Slowly, carefully, you find that you can shift into a higher and a higher gear. You're aware of all the traffic around, all the conditions around, and you take the best roads towards your daily objective. You make careful choices at every intersection, every turn. Most of the time, you happily cruise in high gear, but you're always aware that at any time you can shift down to a slower speed. You control your flow of energy at all times. But you also notice how some other drivers are angry and frustrated when driving their cars, making them prime targets for accidents. But you are moving smoothly, calmly. Your mind clear and alert. Your performance at its optimum level. And when your day is done, you reverse the process. You begin to slow down. When in the morning you geared up your speed, you now change down the gears to a quiet saunter. Down to a pure idle, because your work is done. You turn off the engine. Now you take time to reflect on the day, to be thankful, grateful that you did the best you could. visualize yourself. Imagine yourself as always in complete control of what you're doing and why. See yourself taking those short relaxation breaks, frequent breaks during the activities of the day, knowing that these small frequent breaks are essential to your physical health, mental health and well-being. Perhaps you could hear friends, colleagues, fellow workers noticing how calm you are, and yet how more efficient you are too. Family members, perhaps, those closer to you, begin to notice and appreciate how much better you function. You now find yourself taking those few moments to step back, to think, to reboot, before applying yourself to a new task, so that you don't waste time or steps. And then you feel yourself stepping forward, into action, carefully conscious of how you use your time and energy. This is always the most efficient way. I want you to create in your mind a vivid image, a picture, a scenario, or even a symbol to represent your success. Whatever success means to you, personally or professionally, create in your mind this picture, or this short movie, or this image, or this symbol to represent success. Success in what you're doing, or how you're feeling, or who you're becoming. I want you to experience this goal image, this end result, as already accomplished. You're imagining, you're creating, you're picturing this positive end result. And this positive result becomes your reality. After taking daily relaxation breaks, little moments of downtime, you find that you become far more dynamic, far more productive, far more switched on when you open those eyes again and step into action. And the more you're asked to do, the more ability you have to do it. Always doing it in a calm, assured, positive way. And when your vehicle goes into the garage for the night, you sleep soundly, dreaming those dreams, working out the challenges of life. This cycle is your new program for stress management, to ease any mental stress and to ease any physical stress. And you can be pleasantly surprised at how easy, how enjoyable, and how effective it can be. In fact, I want you to think of a time that you may have felt worried or stressed about a particular situation. You may have been at home, it may be a personal situation, you may be at work in a professional situation. But stress is going on. You feel yourself wound up tight. I want you to think about if any of that worrying, if any of that stress helped the situation, or made the situation worse, or did no job at all. I think you'll find that any stress and any worrying, it did nothing, nothing at all to help the situation. It probably made the situation worse. Handling stress situations, worrying moments, it requires that clear, relaxed mind. The type of mind you have right now, here and now. So I'm going to give you access to this calm mind anytime you need it. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to do a small task for me. I want you to do it while remaining calm and relaxed. As you remain calm and relaxed, and with your right hand staying relaxed, I want you to begin to touch the tips of your first, second finger, and your thumb together. The three digits pressing together and slowly rubbing them together in a circular motion. Just the tips of the thumb, the first and the second finger of that right hand. Just the tips, rubbing them together in a circular motion while staying completely relaxed. And while you're doing this, I want you to be aware of the relaxation of the rest of your body and your mind. Just slowly rubbing those three fingers together. Being aware of the relaxation you're feeling in your body and your mind in this moment. Because right here and now, there is no worry, no stress, no anxiety, no pressure, no aches and pains at all. And I want you to link this feeling right now, the feeling in your hand, to the feeling in your mind and body. They're now permanently connected. The calm mind, the relaxed body, the sensation of those fingers rubbing together. Gripping that relaxation. And after you awaken from this rest, when you're out and about in the occasions of life, whenever something stressful or worrisome happens to you, you can do this little exercise. And even though you may remain wide awake and alert, this small motion within your fingertips can instantly remind you of the calmness of mind, the relaxation of body, and instantly bring on this incredible mental easy feeling that you're experiencing right now. All the stress, the worry, the pressure, the tension from the moment can be released. You may even be able to laugh about it. And then if you wish, you'll be able to let it go forever. And then stepping into action, solving the challenge. Such a simple motion, such a profound power right there in the tips of your fingers that will allow you to decrease stress physically and mentally, decreasing that worry, reducing the tension and pain at any time. So allow this technique and these suggestions to firmly embed in your inner mind, to be right there for you, getting stronger and stronger as and when you need them. And in a moment, as I count the numbers from 1 to 5, you'll find yourself preparing to begin your new program for successful stress and pain release management. You'll feel wide awake, refreshed, alert, experiencing calm and peaceful feeling thoughts. So prepare yourself now as I begin, counting 1, 2, 3, slowly, easily and effortlessly beginning to return to normal conscious awareness. 4, eyes opening, and 5, take a comfortable deep breath, open those eyes, wide awake, mind and body returning back to normal conscious awareness. Welcome back.